All right. Hello, everyone. We have just a quick roll call to make sure we didn't lose anybody. We have Secretary of State La Follette.
Yep.
And Treasurer Doncheck.
Hello.
All right. And I'm here, Brad Schimmel. So we've first order of our business on this agenda is the approval of the minutes from the May 19th meeting. Those went out with the board packets.
I'll move adoption of those minutes.
Okay. I'll second that. Is there any discussion? Then all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I was aye.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't hear them both at the same time. I wasn't sure. Great. Then that's done. We are on to item three, approval of the loans. And we have got nine loans for this time around. Madam Secretary, have these all been approved for public purpose?
They have.
Okay.
In that case, this is Doug. I'll make a motion to approve the nine loans.
I'll second that. This is Brad. Is there any discussion regarding this?
Any exceptions?
Okay. Then all in favor, say aye.
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 This is Matt. I said aye, too.
Okay, great. We had the next item just dealt with an agency expense over $5,000 that I approved in between meetings. It was, I don't remember the exact amount. I used to track that down. I think it was about $6,300 and some appraisal services for conducted by Steigerwald. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so I did approve that, and is there any discussion or commentary regarding that? Okay, then. We can move on to item five. It's an old business item. I think we just didn't get to it at the last board meeting. I left it to this time, and that was regarding Tom German's attendance at the WSLTA Summer Conference. And I think we had some discussion about this already, and now I don't recall whether that was during a board meeting or that was a discussion I had with the executive secretary, but I can summarize, I think, quickly that we are moving toward investment standards, use the prudent investor standard. This is something that may end up being a change put in place by our legislature, and I think that makes this a particularly important time that conference, along with Rich, and I'd make a motion that that we fund Tom attending the conference along with Rich.
I don't hear anybody else speaking up, so I'll second that motion.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other discussion regarding that?
This is Matt. I'd much prefer if just one person went. I mean, two people can accomplish it, one person can't, but I'm a concern on this, but I've said this before, I think one's plenty, but
okay. I understand, and I certainly share concerns about saving as much money as we can for investing in the schools. I think our staff is doing an excellent job of that, and frankly, Tom and Rich are the two that get that done. So I'm in favor.
This is Tia here. There is a little difficulty hearing. Somebody has got a lot of wind noise. I'm getting the gist of it. I'm not sure if anybody else is having a challenge there. That's better. Thank you.
Yep, that cleared it up.
Yep, thank you.
Is there any other discussion about that topic? All right. Then I'll call for the vote. I vote aye.
This is Matt. I'll vote no.
This is Doug. I'll vote aye.
Okay. Then the motion does carry, and we can move on to item number six. This came up at the... Uh-oh. Who'd we lose?
Doug probably got called to his...
No, I'm still here for another couple minutes.
Okay, thank you, Doug. Then this came up at the last meeting, and we did end up having a circumstance where because of the April 7th meeting being several hours in length, it did require quite a bit of work for Vicki from the staff to go through, listen to the recording, and produce minutes for the meeting. So this discussion has been put on, I believe, by the treasurer. Do you want to commence the conversation?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it enough. I just think it makes sense that whoever's going to be taking the meeting minutes. I mean, these meeting minutes this week were obviously much, much better. They were much shorter. I mean, even some of it was a little longer than needed, but it certainly wasn't transcribing two, 3 hours of talking. So I think it just makes sense whoever's going to be doing the meeting minutes, if it's Vicki or whoever it may be from the office, and if she can't be there, then somebody else should do it, Tom, Tia, whoever. I think it just makes sense. So a simple motion that whoever's going to be doing the meeting minutes should be present at our meeting.
Tia, is that normally the case? Is Vicki typically present during the meeting anyway?
Yes, but occasionally she has to step out sometimes to catch the phone. She's got
the old front desk to worry about.
She's got the front desk to worry about. So she is typically here, but regardless of whether she's here or not, she listens to the tape because that's the way to ensure that she hasn't missed something.
Okay. Well,
this is Doug. Someone made a motion? I don't understand.
I made just a simple motion that somebody was going to take the meeting minutes at that. You don't have to specify the person. Take 1 week, then have Tom or Tia or somebody else do it. Assuming Vicki's usually around and phone calls, there's other people that work in the office. One of the other people can pick up the phone.
Well, this is Doug. I think this is not necessary, and if everything works fine, that one meeting was an exception because we had a guest, and I will not second that.
I'm going to... I guess I'm breaking the rules here because we haven't had a second yet. I'll second the motion just so we can have the discussion and follow the normal rules here. Having seconded it, I think this digs a little too deep into the board micromanaging staff work. And I think we can leave that to the executive secretary to decide how she wants to have that done. I think the minutes can be briefer. We don't have to have quite as much detail since we do have the recordings of the meetings and they'll be available for posterity. So, is there any other discussion on this?
I think it really doesn't matter that much. It's just, if I have a staff person, let's say, doesn't sit on it, let's say we have a two-hour meeting, then they have to spend 2 hours of sometime in their next week of a 40-hour work week sitting and listening top to bottom just seems stupid. I mean, generally speaking, this should just be handled.
So what we probably could do in the future is when we have presentation like that, perhaps track of when and at what point in the meeting that starts and when it ends, because then that could be fast-forwarded through. And
okay, well, this is Doug. I'm going to have to go. I will vote no on that motion if that is possible. I've looked at the agenda. The rest of these items, 7, 8, 9, 10, don't seem to have any very important relevance. So with that, I'm going to go off to my doctor's office and wish you guys well. Thank you very, very much.
Feel better, buddy.
Okay, bye.
We're in a roll call. We could either just finish voting on it. It doesn't matter that much. I mean, as long as we don't have staff transcribing them, it doesn't matter that much to me. It's just
logical
to have somebody in a meeting that's going to be doing the meeting minutes. I mean,
I'm going to vote no just for the purpose I stated that.
I'll vote yes, and we'll move on.
Okay, great. Item 7, and I wish this had occurred to me when I looked at the agenda on Thursday, I think that was, when I approved it. I wish I paid more attention because let me skip item 7. Item 8 is the one I wanted to talk about here. I think that needs more specificity under the open meeting law for us to be able to discuss it. I just to say discuss BCPL staff work is too broad to give members of the public or media a heads up as to what we'll discuss. So we can put that on for a future meeting, and if you wish, but we'll need more specificity about what we're going to talk about.
And that's fine. I mean, actually, I had written down here, postpone this agenda item till next meeting. Okay. And I'm okay to postpone it. I guess at some point I just want to talk about, and maybe I'll be more specific in the language, of what the staff, you know, what their duties are, what they're each doing, you know.
Okay.
How much responsibility. That's the one on the next meeting. That's fine.
Yeah, let's just make it more specific, and we can put that on a future agenda.
Fine by me.
I think the same was true with item 10, that I when I look at the second, I'm not sure what it is we'd be discussing. I'm not sure. I don't know that anybody else is going to be either.
Percent is just FYI of the type of stuff that the BCPL could be doing instead of going to all these meetings around the state. So we can talk about it in more detail.
Okay.
The problem is, obviously, with our board, we can't discuss anything unless it's on an agenda.
Well, we can make that more specific then for the next.
So 7 and you want to move 8 and 10 to some future one? That's fine by me.
Yep. Working backward on item 9, I'm not sure what we are going to discuss on the board recordings, but I think it kind of links up with item 7. I did inquire in between meetings as to what it costs for the recordings. April 7th was the most expensive meeting we've had in terms of the time length and the number called in. Station conference. That cost us $23, so it's really an insignificant cost. So if there was any concern about the meetings.
I didn't know why we were talking about it that way. I meant why they... We talked about it last week and whether or not they should be on the website. That's what I put it on there.
Okay.
April 7th was $23. What was that in relation to the other meetings?
That was the most expensive one we've had.
In relation, were the other ones a dollar less? $10 less?
I don't know the answer to that.
But I guess going back to that April 7th meeting, I guess I would wonder what the protocol is for now. And this call we just had today, I've heard all these people, but I don't know who's on the call. And I'm confused. Is any member of the public allowed to call in this? Because I didn't think that was the rule.
Yes, they may. If we hold the meeting by conference call, we have to make it available to the public in that way, yeah.
It's good to know. Nobody's ever told me that because, I mean, there's people that I know that said they wanted to hear these and they weren't able to do it.
Oh. Well.
Oh, there's some news to see that. That's good.
Okay, well, we can make, we'll...
Well, now I know, that's all I need to know.
We can put the, Yeah, are you there?
Yes, I am. So there's a lot, people are coming in and out, and there's a lot of wind noise, but I'm getting the gist of it so far, I think.
Okay.
For example, right now there's wind noise. Where is your wind noise coming from? Is it from the Attorney General? It's not from the Attorney General.
I don't know. The only thing I can recommend is if someone is calling in who is not a board member, for them to put their phone on mute. And I don't know who's on the phone. I can't, you know.
There we go.
I guess my question, to direct this to the chairman, so if anybody was allowed to join in on the conference call, would they just be allowed to start talking?
No.
There isn't different levels where... If somebody calls in that isn't a commissioner, they can't just... I mean, if it was just listening, I mean, who cares? That's fine by me.
Right.
But if they're, let's say, making noise like this last thing, or could they speak?
Well,
it's just confusing to me.
Yeah, we have not put public comment on our agendas, and I don't have a plan to do that. So it is just a matter of the public being able to listen in. And what we, Tia, right, I think it would make sense if we put the conference call number on the agenda in the future, and it can just make it easier for people to find how to call in.
Yeah, we can do that.
And going along with it, Brad, I don't know if we could check, and maybe Vicki can look into this at the conference call, whatever company we use, if there could be a separate conference call, let's say for the commissioners and the BCPL staff, where we only, those people, let's say four or five people, are able to speak, and the other people can only listen. I mean, it's just because otherwise we have this wind noise or whatever these beeps are. I mean, one of those calls, there was beeps every 2 seconds. It was terrible.
Yeah, I think that was April 7th.
Yeah, I mean, people were calling in and just beep, beep, beep. I mean, I don't think that's any way to run a meeting, but, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter, but. All right.
That's, Tia, could we check into that?
Yep.
I think that's possible to have individuals who are listen only, and but I'm not positive.
Yeah, me neither. We'll look into it.
There.
So we've got item 7 left, and I think that would we've lost one of the commissioners to his doctor's appointment, and I feel like we should all be on the call for this particular one. I've seen the printouts, and I'm going to kind of just keep going forward here. I've seen the printout. I realize the nature of the dialogue that has gone back and forth to get us to the final results here, where we have the executive secretary admitting that she may have spoken too freely. I don't really have an interest in rehashing the details during this call. I have had a chance to speak with the executive secretary regarding this, and you know, I think she wishes that the reporter hadn't put them on the record. I'm going to conclude, and I understand that she is an at-will employee and that it's dangerous for at-will employees to make comments that are publicly critical of the board which they serve. But I'll be frank, I conclude that it was, to some extent, provoked. Since coming on this board, and especially since I've become chair, I have sat quietly and kind of listened to a discourse that is troubling at times in the tone. I don't think it's my place to prevent board chairs from, commissioners from speaking during these meetings, but I'm going to attempt to try to maintain a better tone, more civility in this meeting. There are certainly issues that are legitimate before us that there will be differences of opinion. I think we can strive to discuss those in a more professional manner, and that could be more productive. So as to this, I don't know what other discussion you may wish to have regarding item 7, but I'm going to call this one, this is a mistake, and hopefully we're going to move on and it won't happen again.
Yeah, Brad, this is Matt. I'm fine to move on past it. I just, in the future, I'd prefer if I weren't threatened. So I'll move it past that.
Okay. So then we've got, in terms of future agenda items, I've got a couple items that I had in mind. One is I'd like to discuss at the next meeting the potential for having in-person attendance at the board meetings. When we're going to discuss anything more than the routine business, when we're going to have more complex issues. So that's something I'll discuss as a possible motion, so I'd like to put that on the agenda. Last week, I and some other members of the AG's office did get up north and did a little timber tour and a visit at the Lake Tomahawk office. And I'd like to put on the discussion for the next agenda a discussion about the Mud Lake site. up in the Leona area. Those are the only other two agenda items I have to have in mind right now for the next meeting.
If you have anything to this Mud Lake, which I don't know too much about, maybe if there's any intel or information that you were going to discuss, I mean, I don't know if it's your office or the BCPL's office, if they could share with the other commissioners.
Yeah. Tia is in the process of putting together a summary of the timber management practices
mm-hmm.
on that site, and if we don't have those before the next meeting, we'll postpone that topic to a time when those are available. But we took a tour of the site, and I think there are some things to discuss regarding immediate decisions, I think, about how to manage that location. So we can put it on the agenda next time. We'll try to get through it as best we can.
Yeah, Brad, I'm working with John Schwartzman on that report, and we're almost done. So my hope would be that the board would have plenty of time to review the we've gathered up all of the board feed harvested on that site since we first entered it in 1963, and what the history of that site is and what the productivity of the site is and how we managed it, and we're almost done. So the board should have something this week.
Okay. Matt, are there any other items that you want to discuss for future agenda right now, or you've of course got till next week?
Realistically, and even the board staff work, I mean, at some point it's into myself. I mean, right now, I mean, we're kind of in a just wait. I mean, obviously there's a lot going on in the budget here. Next week, I don't really care. Next 2 weeks, I mean.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Well, just as usual, just communicate to Tia or Vicki the items that you want to put on, and I'll be more careful about noting when we have to flesh out the description of the item more, and I can reach out to you then and we can develop the description so we don't run into this problem that we did here with items 8 and 10 again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tia, then Executive Secretary's report, anything to add today?
No, just the arena discussions. The motion and joint finance on the arena project, I believe, is being held up as they try to resolve issues related to the transportation budget. Originally, I thought that their work would be wrapped up this week. I'm hearing rumors that this bill might not be taken up till next week, though don't take my word for it. It's just a rumor I'm hearing. So
okay.
I'll keep you guys posted. I do, you know, Tom and Rich have continued to play a critical inside role helping both the governor's office, leadership in the legislature, and DOA put together and run the numbers. I'm really proud of the effort they've made and the trust and respect they've engendered with the key players in these negotiations, and it's a testament and to their good work. And that I think we've done everything on our we've fulfilled all our roles here, and I think it really is all the details are political in nature at this point and don't involve us, and it's, you know, I guess we'll know it's soup when the smoke goes up or whatever the heck.
Okay. The
yeah.
White smoke.
Yeah,
we have
the white
a new smoke.
There you go.
Okay. Well, please thank Tom and Rich for their hard work on that. I appreciate their leadership in trying to clear up some murky water relative to that issue. All right. Anything else, Tia, on that?
No, that's my report.
Okay. Then I think we have arrived at the end of our agenda, and I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second the motion.
All right. Thank you, everyone, and we'll talk again in 2 weeks.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Thanks.